What an incredible tune and an incredible voice. It's Freya Ridings and the track is Weekends. Now, I want to talk about Dr. Javier Tenorio, who is a plastic surgeon and director of aesthetics clinic in Geneva and Gstaad. He specialises in plastic, reconstructive and aesthetic surgery. And he believes that beauty is ultimately all about feeling good. He holds a Swiss diploma as a specialist in aesthetic and reconstructive plastic surgery. He's a member of the European Committee of Reconstructive and Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. He's a member of the equivalent committees in Switzerland, France, and international societies of the same. But that's not what people ask him about at dinner parties. He tells me people all want to know about breasts, butts, and laser hair removal. So when I spoke to Dr. Tenorio from Aesthetics Clinic, what did I ask about? Yep, you guessed it. I mean, it does make sense to start by asking about his most popular treatments. So here's Dr. Javier Tenorio.
My most popular treatments, Kat, are in surgeries, breast augmentation, liposuction with fat transplantation and eyelid surgery. And in non-surgical is lasers, cryolipolysis, and skincare. And I'm forgetting the fillers, Botox and fillers.
All right, let's talk through some of these things then, the most popular ones that people want to know about. How does laser hair removal happen? How does it work?
That is amazing. It's a seasonal treatment, as you understand, because laser is light related, so we cannot work in a tanned skin. And then we choose the location of the hair and the color of the hair. And there is a specific laser that is going to treat that hair. The exception is red hair, a very blonde hair. It does not respond very well to laser. So we use electrolysis to burn and to destroy the follicle.
And is it a permanent treatment or how long does it last?
Well, it is permanent for the follicle that is destroyed. When it's destroyed forever. But unfortunately, women activate follicles as they age. So it is not permanent forever because as you get older, follicles that are normally inactive are going to be active in the future. So you need just a little bit of a session from time to time to finish it up.
Now, you mentioned as well that fillers are popular, putting things into your face. We were talking about getting fat out of other places, but some places we want to put things in, some places we want to take things out. So what about the fillers then? How does that work?
Fillers are used to rebuild the structure of the face. We can use it in order to, you know, suspend a little bit the eyebrows, to suspend the cheeks, to improve the jawline. And there are other fillers that are meant to fill up, like the ones that we use in the lips or the ones that we use underneath the eyes. So actually with fillers, we want to replace, depending on the density of the fillers, we want to replace bone structure or we want to replace fat. And by replacing these two things, bone structure and fat, we can do face rejuvenation with amazing results.
Now, you did say people also like to come in for breast augmentation. You also do breast reduction as well. Tell me a little bit about those procedures and how long for those procedures do people need to take off of work?
Yes, the most common procedure in plastic surgery is in our clinic is breast augmentation. So breast augmentation, when everything is right, it's only a day surgery.
Wow.
It lasts only 45 minutes. So you come in the morning and you're back at home in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And depending where the implant is located, you can go back to your office or your work 2 days later. If it's on top of the muscle, if it's underneath the muscle, maybe you need a week. In what concerns breast lift and breast reduction, it's straightforward. It's also sometimes we keep the patient for one night if it's a big reduction. And then the patient can resume normal activity within 5-6 days.
So then lipo, what is that? This is where you take something from one place, put it in somewhere else. Is that right?
Lipo is magic. It's absolutely magic. So today we can exactly do, as you said, remove the fat from one place and put it in another place. So basically, we can do lipo everywhere, in the tummy, in the back, in the thighs, in the arms, in the neck. And the two places where patients prefer to put it back are the breasts and the buttocks.
Isn't it fascinating how fashions and trends change, though, about how we want our bodies to look? I mean, what are the I'm going to say this in quotation marks now. If you see me in the studio, I'm doing little quotation fingers. But what are the trends right now?
I have the impression that the trends are to stay fit as possible. But it also depends on the population. You know, there is different. If the very young population, the trend is to look beautiful, I think that is wrong. The trend should be to look natural. And in the age, in the population that has a little bit more age, the trend is to stay fit or to try to be as fit as possible.
How do you feel about us saying we should just embrace what we look like? We should just love our bodies.
Absolutely. We should love our bodies and we should change the energy that we have in our mind. Sometimes there are social circumstances or personal circumstances that make that energy to change. For example, a divorce, a separation. The kids go definitely out of home. And then finally you find yourself in a new situation. And that triggers an emotion. And sometimes this emotion is, I want to be back to something before, you know, or I want to be better. And that brings a lot of people to consultations in order to do some degree of corrections. In the younger population, it's more beautification. The beautification, you be more attractive. In that case, there are not many things to be corrected, but to enhance. And I think that changing the polarity of the patient, you know, getting into the happiness of having a project achieved is the part that is the most, the one gives the biggest retribution. Cut every day, not in a professional path, but in a personal circumstances, everybody asks me, what do you think that I need? what do you think I need? And my answer is always the same. You need nothing. You're absolutely perfect as you are. Nobody needs anything. However, when the person decides to go into a change, we know how to do that change in a safety way.
Dr. Javier Tenorio there from Aesthetics Clinic talking about plastic surgery. I have to say, I really appreciated his take on the process and his frankness about what we need versus what we want. If you're interested in a consultation about some element of what they do, be it cryolipolysis, laser hair removal, liposuction, fillers, you can find them at Aesthetics Clinic in Geneva. You can find the banner on our website now. And next Tuesday the 14th of March, we'll have a voucher for 300 francs off any treatment of your choice to give away on the show.
Aesthetics Clinic in Geneva and Gstaad specialise in aesthetic medicine, plastic surgery and dermatology. For laser hair removal, a facelift, fillers, breast augmentation, liposuction and any other cosmetic treatments, our team is here for you. Make an appointment. Call 022 732 2223.